with your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Susan Allen. 2.5 years ago, stalled labor negotiations created major congestions on West Coast ports. Red meat exporters remember that time all too well, and that's why a 3-year labor contract extension announced last Friday comes as great news for our U.S. beef, pork, and lamb industries. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Philip Tseng shares some details.
Well, I think it's not only good news for exporters, but it's very big news for the importers that we deal with around the world, especially in Asia and North Asia. The last time this happened a few years ago, it took us almost a year to recover from this because it calls into question our reliability. And I think, as everyone knows, we face plenty of headwinds these days, and this is just one deal that we don't want to have to contend with at this point in time. So it's encouraging news that this contract is solidified.
He explains why the last port congestion was especially problematic for exporters shipping chilled meats to Asian ports.
Well, it's critical because by the time you take a chilled product from a Midwest plant, you get it to the West Coast, then get it loaded on the water, and then by the time it clears customs, if it's pork, for example, that has a little shorter shelf life than beef, this is huge as far as its impact because it can only probably be in commerce 20 days at max. And then it's going to run out of shelf life. So if you're a retailer in these markets, especially Japan, Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, any of these markets, anything that would prolong this and delay this would be catastrophic.
For the Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen.